He was about to cross the street when he felt a firm tugging on his arm. He turned to find himself looking into the face of a man, almost as tall as himself, but perhaps 10 years younger. A broad-built man with dark hair, rain smeared across his forehead and straggling over his upturned collar. His jacket was soaked through and his blue eyes fixed Enzo with a disconcertingly unblinking gaze. Enzo smelled the rancid stink of stale alcohol on his breath.
"You think you're so smart, monsieur?"
"What?"
"You think you'll come after me and prove what no one else could? Well, you're wrong."
And it dawned on Enzo who he was.
"You're Thibaut Kerjean?" "They still think I did it."
"Who?"
"Everyone. 20 years on. Even after the court acquitted me. Well, fuck them, monsieur. And fuck you. I wasn't guilty then, and I'm not guilty now. So if you're as smart as you think you are, you'll stay well away from me. And if you don't, you'll regret it."
Enzo was aware for the first time that Kerjean was still holding his arm. He pulled it free and stared back directly into the islander's hostility.
"How the hell do you know who I am?"
Kerjean's lip curled into something halfway between a sneer and a smile, and he turned away, walking briskly toward the bar at the Café de la Jetée. Enzo stood watching him go, angry, confused, before becoming aware once more of faces turned in his direction. Passengers from the ferry, customers in the bars, standing in doorways and at windows. A car, newly disembarked from the ferry, turned through a puddle on the circle, and Enzo felt the splash of it soak the legs of his trousers with muddy rainwater. He cursed and stooped to wipe at his trousers' legs with the back of his hand, then turned to glare after the driver. Which is when he saw the newspaper billboard wired to an Ile-de-Groix welcome sign. It promoted a headline in that day's edition of West France: "Scots expert to solve Groix murder." Beneath was a black-and-white photograph of Enzo, taken a few years previously, but unmistakable, with the dark ponytail and white stripe that had earned him his nickname of Magpie.
"Your reputation goes before you, Monsieur MacLeod."
Enzo looked up to see a tall, solemn-faced gendarme regarding him with speculative interest. He wore a peaked kepi and a waterproof cape over his uniform, which looked a great deal drier than Enzo felt. His arms were folded across his chest.
"And I see you have already met Monsieur Kerjean. I think he's afraid that someone is finally going to prove that he did it."
Enzo cocked an eyebrow.
"And did he?"
There seemed no point now in hurrying for cover.
"That's for him to know and you to find out."
The gendarme extended a warm, dry hand to shake Enzo's cold, wet one.
"I'm Adjutant Richard Guéguen, top cop around here. Big fish in a very small pool. And I'd like a word, if you can spare me a few minutes."
But it sounded more like an order than a request. Enzo glanced anxiously toward Coconuts. He had no idea what time they closed.
"I've got to pick up my rental car." "Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. It won't be going anywhere without you. Besides, they've been told to expect you'll be a little late."
The hint of a smile flitted across full lips.